The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's savings specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank.
Thank you, John. Now, for anyone wondering why we rang a bell 18 times just before the news there, that was something that we here in RTE like to call the Angelus, and that's been going on in RTE since 1950, believe it or not. And of course, the Angelus has been evolving for a while now. It's 2009 is actually, I think, when they got rid of the Holy Pictures, and they kind of started showing reflective little films and I think kind of rebranding it. But now RTE say they're revamping the Angelus to make it relevant to people of all faiths and none, and they've put out a call for 6 new short films to show during it, and I think it's going to be more of a space for reflection now kind of thing. So Michael Nugent of Atheist Ireland joins me now, as does Sister Margaret McCurtain. So Michael, this is good news for the atheists. They're going to make the Angelus relevant to you.
Yeah, well, I think in fairness to RTE, they think they're doing good, but they're not. They're actually making things worse. Essentially, what they're saying is, as atheists, we can be included under a Catholic call to prayer. But of course, we don't want to be included under a Catholic call to prayer, because that's contrary to our philosophical convictions. It would be like, hypothetically, if RTE at 12 and 6 every day had a minute of somebody repeating, because repetition is the key to these meditative things, somebody repeating, don't worry, I'm not going to do a minute of it, there is no God. 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 There is no God.
Okay,
and if Catholics, well, you get it now, but we have to put up with that like every day for the last 50 years. But if, and then Catholics complain, we don't want to be constantly told there's no God. And RTE said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll still have there's no God, but underneath it, we'll have some nice pictures of Catholics going to Mass. You know, you'd immediately realise that's not inclusive.
But are the bells even, are they even regarded as the Angelus anymore? They're not just part of the culture. I kind of think of them like Tatos or Mikados or, you know, they're those kind of Irishy kind of things that it's almost a nostalgia thing or whatever. Is it really loaded with religion anymore?
It depends on what it reminds you of. Nostalgia for the Magdalene laundries or nostalgia for the mother and baby homes and things like that. There's a lot of things that people don't want to be reminded of in terms of Catholicism. Now, I've no problem with RTE, say, broadcasting Mass, broadcasting religious programmes, reporting on religion. The problem with the Angelus is it is RTE editorialising religion. It is RTE saying to atheists, you should reflect under a Catholic call to prayer. And that's not the role of a national broadcasting service.
But are they not divorcing the Catholicism from the bells now and just saying this is just a moment? A moment for everyone, even you, Michael.
Well, again, that's not the role of RTE to reinterpret a Catholic prayer. And also the other key thing is it's this Irish thing, Brendan, of whatever you're having yourself. It is the Angelus and it isn't the Angelus. And if you look at it this way, it might be the Angelus, but it sounds like the Angelus and it looks like the Angelus, but it isn't the Angelus. If you just, I think RTE recognise that they shouldn't be broadcasting a Catholic call to prayer, but instead of just taking the decision to drop it and replace it with something genuinely inclusive, they're doing this whatever you're having yourself.
And they're gradually maybe moving away from it. Sister Margaret, are you offended that they are trying to take the Catholicism out of the Angelus?
Well, I'm very curious about it, Brendan, in this sense that I only spotted it earlier this week, and then I got a message from RTE, would I come in and talk on it? And I hadn't thought very much about it in a busy day yesterday. But the first thing that struck me was, and you could answer this possibly better, that quite a number of years ago, I went into the archives of RTE, and it was a very interesting programme. It was a programme about the early gay burn, and to what extent gay burn in the 1960s brought the mission of RTE together on television, you know, with The Late Late, and how skillfully he managed. In fact, my ideas that I had carefully garnered in the archives, which are very, very good, by the way, were thrown out by the producer to my chagrin, and he took another line with Gay Byrne, the popularizer. But it made me realize, Brendan, that those early producers and presenters in the 1960s, they were thoughtful people. You had Sean McRaymon. Mm-hmm. You had later on, you had the kind of 70s group who were more radical and also more tricky position to take because the troubles in Northern Ireland had broken out. But I suppose my question to Sean,
And the Angela survived all that.
It did. And what I wasn't looking at, you see, because I was looking at Gayborn and how faithful he was to the kind of... There wasn't a vision statement. You didn't have those in the 1960s. But how faithful he was to the discussion. What do we want from our television programme? What do we want from our national television? How faithful the early Gayborn was, and I think he was all his life indeed, to the idea of public television. And that's where I won't cross swords at all with the atheist group. I will cross swords with him in the sense that I'm a historian, basically. And we never did have an atheism in Ireland. It's a 20th century phenomenon for us, coming from Russia and then coming from Marxist France. But we did not have it before Christianity. And I wrote them down because I was interested.
I'd say if there were atheists, they didn't mention it back in the day, did they?
Exactly. But just think of this. We had pre-Christian Ireland, and I bet you don't know anything about it, either of you, the Hill of Uisnech, which was given to the worship of horses. It's right in plumb in the middle of County Offaly, right in the middle. Very little research has been done on it. We have, of course, Brendan the Navigator. The fact that we gave him a sainthood was just an honorary degree, but he was the one that faced out into the Atlantic. We had Tara with this kind of incidents, maybe of child sacrifice.
Yeah.
We had Owen Macca with the young Cú Chulainn. We had, I'm only listing out a few of them. We had,
and your point being, Sister Margaret, that we've had an evolving kind of faith in this country.
We had,
right? And is this another evolution now? Are we?
I think we are.
Is this a sign that we are moving again to a more secularised country?
Well, it mightn't even be secularised. I like very much as a historian, and I think that historians of the 21st century would probably use it. I'm way back in the age of Cromwell, which was a pretty awful age. But it seems to me like that we probably will define this transitional period as post-Catholic Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I gulp a bit at the idea of atheists dictating to the Irish people what should be on and what should not be on. Because atheism has been tried. It was tried in France during the French Revolution. They got rid of the Madonna in Notre Dame and they put up this gorgeous lady who was scantily dressed and all that. And then the minute Napoleon came, he restored relationships. The French people really liked the idea of bells ringing again, etc., etc. And as you know, the 19th century was a great age of the visions of Mary in France. And the other time that, you know, it was tried was Russia. And again, particularly with the present man Putin, there is this reconciliation with the Russian Orthodox Church.
So you think we're going down a dangerous path here?
Well, it's not so much dangerous. I hate these kind of emotive words, Brendan.
Okay.
I think that we should really dialogue, not just with each other as we are doing here, but I think that RT authority, after all, we pay them, do we, to be our authority? But I mean, they are the watchdogs for us.
I'm having trouble getting where you're at with the Angelus, though. Do you think it should stay as the Angelus?
Oh, I'm not going to answer a yes or no to that.
Okay.
No.
I thought as a nun you'd be fond of the Angelus.
I like very much the idea, particularly on RTE at 6 o'clock when Brian Dobson says we'll pause for the Angelus. I love those moments where you get these bits of scenery, particularly I like the one of the woman gardener who's cleaning the memorial. I think it's in 6 Mile Bridge. You know, it's a beautiful scene. And I love that. Yeah. I just look at it and think. And I love the African woman, the way she walks over to the window. And then you see a flash.
And it's so diverse as well, Michael. I thought you'd be in favour of it, the little films.
Well, again, if they don't have the bong, bong, bong over them, you know, that they're fine. Like just as I wouldn't want them to have those little films with Richard Dawkins reading from The God Delusion over them. And going back into the historical, I mean, Cú Chulainn and company managed to get by quite happily without the state broadcasting the Angelus film at 12 o'clock every day.
And again,
on this thing about atheism and communism, I think if you are a historian, you're probably more used to others than reading. To reading people associating atheism with communism in the early days of the state here, that's what you did get. Almost every reference in the Oireachtas to atheism was about godless Russia, and so on. But that's an anachronism, and it's not what atheism is about. In fact, back in the 1950s, there's one of my favourite quotes in the Oireachtas is during a debate, one TD said about another, the member has accused another member of this house of being an atheist. That is a most serious charge, and it should be withdrawn.
Yeah.
So that's the way it used to be. But atheism is actually quite simply the belief that there are no gods, that the universe is natural, that we get our morality and our empathy and our compassion and our sense of fairness and justice from natural evolution, that we can be kind to each other without inventing supernatural reasons for being so. And that is completely independent of Stalinist Russia, of communism. These are all other ideologies. And the problem with those ideologies, far from being that they're atheistic, is that they're almost similar to religion and that they're based on faith. Because people can apply faith and dogma to secular projects as well as to religious projects. And the key to a tolerant, kind society is moving away from faith and dogma, whether it's religious or secular. And by faith, I mean believing things disproportionately to the best available evidence. And by dogma, I mean believing things without questioning them. So I think we can have a kind, tolerant society that reflects the humanity of everybody, regardless of the religious beliefs. And I think that if RTE were to have an Angelus, or a space where the Angelus used to be, that was asking people to reflect on things like, you know, the awe of the universe, the scale of the universe, regardless of where we think it came from, on kindness within society, on people doing good, we could reflect on those things that are common to everybody without RTE taking sides and attributing it to either religion or atheism.
But in fairness, I think RTE are trying to provide that space for reflection and move away from it being
the Angelus. They're trying, but they're failing. And the reason that they're failing is they're still associating it with the bells and with the name the Angelus. And that would be just as wrong if they tried to do the same thing with Richard Dawkins reading from The God Delusion. You would notice that it's wrong.
Did Atheist Ireland put in a pitch to do any of the short films?
Well, what we did is we made a suggestion to... Well, first of all, we only found out about it on the closing date because we hadn't been informed of it. So we asked
to reconsider. Mass, apparently, but you mustn't
exactly. Yeah, we were outside the church smoking. Yeah. So we have asked them to reconsider it though in order to make a submission. And one of the things that we have got is you're familiar with the series Cosmos, the American series with Neil deGrasse Tyson, based on the earlier one from by Carl Sagan. Well, the producers of Cosmos have told us that if RTE reconsider the competition in order to enable inclusive secular projects to be made, that they will give us any material that we want from the Cosmos series to put together something about the awe and scale of the universe. Okay. So that could be an interesting thing for RTE to consider.
That could be nice. Sister Margaret, is the Angelus quite uniquely Irish, this
not
notion
at all.
Of the... I never hear it when I'm abroad, and you don't hear
the Angelus is quite old. It's about 700 years old.
But and is it was it a something monastic. We clung on to more in this country?
No, not at all.
No.
The French are very attached to it, and some parts of Italy. But it has quite a nice association. In the Middle Ages, and particularly the 13th century, the monks used it to call in their monks, either to prayer or to, particularly the Benedictines who were farming communities, either to their meals. And they used the bell. The belfry bell. It also was, you know, the timekeeper for a lot of farmers. Still is, actually, out the country. And that's a distinction that we must be very careful of making here in Dublin, that there's a wider Ireland, you know, a rural Ireland. It's not old-fashioned, but it has its own ways. And I was pointing out to you that it's the Ireland that knows the old pre-Celtic religious symbols that are alive in their districts.
Well, you know what? It's incredible that for one little minute, twice a day, it continues to attract so much discussion and so much dissent
great,
and everything
I think,
like that. But I suppose it's in a way, it is a lightning rod for a lot of these kinds of discussions. So thank you very much, Michael Nugent. Thank you very much, Sister Margaret McCurtain. We'll take a break.
Podcast The Marian Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.